7 after the hour of the Doug Stephan Good Day program, S-T-E-P-H-A-N. Should you want to Google it and find out who else is here, I'll save you the trouble, though. I'll introduce you to one of my best friends, Roberta Fasanelli. Take a bow, please, Roberta.
Thank you.
Camera's not on, Rich. Sorry about that. You can't see how beautiful and desirable Roberta is.
Oh, yeah, right. I'm in my robe. My hair is up on top of my head.
I have
no makeup on. My eyes are all glassy.
Well, but you see, that's the real you. If you can't be loved for who you really are, then...
Who wants to be loved, Roberta?
Who wants to be loved? That's the one. I could let millions of people see how I look just as I get out of bed in the morning.
Jennifer Horn is also adorning us with her voice and her mind, having gotten out of the sack, and now she has on... You know what I was going to wear today, Richie? My bamboo... I have that bamboo
robe. You're going to wear bamboo?
I have a bamboo robe.
Really?
Bamboozled.
Yeah. It's really... Edgar gave it to me for Christmas last year. And is really made out of bamboo fibers.
Very green of you.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Well,
is it comfortable? It sounds like it'd be
luscious.
No, bamboo. Are you kidding? Bamboo sheets are the most wonderful sheets.
Really?
Okay, so Richie's here, Jennifer's here, Clay's here. Clay's spending his first Christmas with us.
Well,
it's his first Good Day Christmas.
Thanksgiving.
Well, it's Thanksgiving. It's leading up to Christmas.
Yeah, that's good, Clay. You'll make it through the end of the year.
I was going to...
you may still have a job, right?
Right. There are very few things in life that I say that I would like for Christmas. Normally because I don't give Christmas gifts, I don't expect them in return. But usually Jennifer, who is the most giving person, and Roberta always send me something. Richie never does. And I understand that because I don't send him anything.
I get tired of it.
Yeah, I get tired of it, too.
It's so hard to...
Yeah. Okay, so here it is,
Richie. More creative than we are.
I'm here. I have found what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Other than somebody to pay off my mortgage, that would be good.
I'm working on that for you.
All right, good. Thank you. All right.
I'm holding up
for the camera. Let's see how well this is going to come through. Tell me how well this is coming through. Can you see this?
I can.
Those of you who are...
Holiday Village Park. What is that?
The Good Day Show.
Formal Holiday Village.
Formal Holiday Village?
No, I want a holiday. I want a farmall. Either that or this.
A what?
I'm holding this up, Richie. You see this? This is the other thing that I would love to have for Christmas.
Farmall Delivery Express.
Yeah. The Farmall
train set.
Oh, that's cool.
What is Farmall?
It's a tractor. How can you even ask that?
I live in Midtown Manhattan. But how long have you been around me, Roberta?
I don't know what a Farmall is.
They're way better than John Deere.
Yeah. I know John Deere. I don't know what Farmall is.
When I was in New York, Doug...
This is Roberta's last Christmas with us, Richie. Make a note, would you please?
See, I always tell you the reason I know Farmall is because my Uncle George, who's a dairy farmer, only uses Farmall tractors. That's it. No green on his farm.
No green.
I could tell you about the different colors of rats in the New York City subways, but I don't know from tractors.
I'm going to get back at Roberta, though, Richie.
How are you
going to
do that?
We're going to have a same brain, frame drain game now for Thanksgiving, just to sort of put Roberta in her place after that horrible, horrible, horrible suggestion that John Deere would be better than Farmer. Even if John Deere were an advertiser.
I didn't say that. I said I know about John Deere.
Well, but you should, the Farmall is the standard for
tractors.
So
you don't like John Deere at all, huh?
I know John Deere's a green.
John
Deere's a Farmall.
Red.
Tractors are, the clutching and shifting mechanisms on John Deere's are very difficult. I don't know why.
I know how to shift with
But John clutch. Deere is the most, but they sell more John Deere's in this country than any other kind of tractor. International, anything. They've so bastardized everything else. The one thing about John Deere, they haven't merged with anybody. They don't have 87 different lines. It's always been just John Deere. Whereas a kid growing up, I had Case tractors, and I have three of them now. They were original J.I. Case, made in Racine, Wisconsin tractors in the 40s. Let's see, no, the 50s. The ones that I have are all made in the 50s or 60s. And then I have International Harvester tractors. Farmalls were the first of the International Harvester tractor.
I heard of them.
And Farmalls are the standard of the original gas-powered, when we got away from horses and donkeys dragging the equipment, the first really widely used equipment was made by the McCormick Deering Corporation of Chicago, and that's where the Farmall came from. And then from that, International Harvester, which was an implement manufacturer, merged with McCormick Deering to become the International Tractor and then Truck Manufacturer. And they were red and still are. And then Case merged with International Harvester, and they made a piece of junk and still do. It's a horrible piece of junk. Ugh, man, are they junk. And I revert back to, and then also as a kid was around Massey. I wasn't around Massey Harris Tractor. I was around Ferguson's. And Massey Harris and Ferguson merged in, I think, either the late 50s or early 60s. Thus, the brand Massey Ferguson was born. And I have, I have more Internationals than I do Massey Ferguson's. But I love the Massey Ferguson tractors from the 60s and 70s, as with the International. Most of my Internationals are from the 70s, the International 06 series. So I'm just giving Roberta a lesson in all this. Okay.
Welcome to Farm Talk, everybody.
Let's go.
We're here every morning to talk about your tractor desires.
Okay.
I kind of like it.
800-510-8255. For those of you who only listen on the holidays, for whatever the reason, you may or may not be familiar with the same brain, frame drain game. This is what happens. I will present to Roberta Fasanelli a premise or a question that will have several options. She chooses an option, and you're on the phone, and you either agree or disagree with her. If you agree with her and she's right, you get a point. If you agree with her and she's wrong, you get nothing. Bupkis. But we'll make sure that you win, because we always make sure you're a winner. We have copies of the new Oak Ridge Boys book from John Bonsall. It's called From My Perspective, where we have Cracker Barrel Meals for Two. And if you're really good, we may end up giving you both of those things or something else from the Doug Steffen catalog that may be to your choosing. Well, your job, as you prepare for Thanksgiving, is to call us. It costs 4 or 5 minutes of your time. 800-510-8255. This is the way we prove we're on live on Thanksgiving morning. People say, nah, you're not really. You've done something. You've tricked us. You're not really. Nobody wants to work on.
No, trust me. There's no tricking.
Yeah, we're here.
800-510-TALK. Here's an example of a question we might ask, Roberta. You ready?
Okay.
Thaw an unwrapped turkey in the refrigerator how long per 4 pounds of bird? A, 1 hour per 4 pounds. B, 1 day per 4 pounds. C, 4 hours per 4 pounds. Which of those is the correct?
I think it's 1 day for 4 pounds.
One day for four pounds. You agree, Jennifer?
Yep.
All right, you would be correct then, because it is one
day.
You didn't ask me.
Because who needs to ask you a question like that?
You know what I'm doing actually right now?
What's that, Rich?
Looking at Farmall tractors on eBay.
Good for you. Any good ones?
Yeah, they're cheap.
Yeah, they are.
1940s tractors for $2,000 and under.
Well, some of them need a lot of work. The good ones would be about $4,500. The ones that are in good shape, $4,500, $5,500.
There's a nice one here for $2,500.
Yeah, what's the model?
46 Farmall H tractor.
An H, yeah. Got power steering? A TA? Check that out.
6-speed, runs great.
All right, listen, let's do a commercial message or two, and then we're going to put Roberta and you to the test. 800-510-8255. It's Thanksgiving and the same brain frame drain game. It's 16 after. This is a good day.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150 milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Hey folks, Kent Emmons here. Have you ever wondered how the wealthy vacation? Do you picture big suites at luxurious resorts and fun and exotic destinations? Well, you're right. And now you and your family can vacation like the rich and famous for about the same price that you've been paying for those cheesy hotel rooms. Get ready to write down this number, because what used to be available only to the wealthy is now available to you. It's called Vacation Ownership. And now for only $99, you can take a three-day, two-night discovery vacation, and we'll show you how you and your family can vacation in style for the rest of your life. For only $99, choose from many exciting destinations, including Las Vegas, Orlando, Branson, Williamsburg, Myrtle Beach, California, Mexico, and more. So leave those cheesy hotels to the Griswolds and treat your family to the luxury they deserve. Family vacations are all about building memories that last forever. So give us a call. Here's the number. 1-800-615-0438. 1-800-615-0438. Toll free. 1-800-615-0438.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies?
Correct.
Are you kidding me?
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
It's Macy's Thanksgiving sale. Doors open 4 a.m. with over 200 Black Friday specials. Save big on Charter Club cashmere sweaters for her, $39.99. 2-carat diamond pendant bracelet and earring set, $99. Sweaters for him, $19.99. All regular price single serve coffee, tea, K-cups, and tea discs, 40% off. Macy's Black Friday specials, 4 a.m. to 1 p.m. Great prices every day. That's the magic of Macy's. Savings on regular sale and clearance prices.
Macy's, what time is that parade? 10 o'clock?
Yeah, they're blowing up the things right now.
Right?
Is it 9 o'clock?
I think it's 9 to noon, yeah.
I'm doing my part right now.
Good for you, Roberta. I mean, Jennifer. That was Jennifer's
idea. Thank you.
800-510-8255. We're doing a turkey cooking and safety manipulation through the same brain frame drain game. Roberta has her ideas. I love the name Ernie.
Ernie.
One of my good friends at Heidelberg is named
Yay.
Ernie Estep, who is a wonderful, colorful, just warm human being. He and his wife, Bonnie, are great people. So, Ernie, you have a place in my heart because I like Ernie Estep, so you can be automatically one of my friends.
My
How are you doing? Happy
name.
Thanksgiving.
Father-in-law was
Hey, right back at you. Happy Turkey Day.
All right. Thank you. Yeah. Now, how good are you at understanding what is being cooked for Thanksgiving?
Well, let me tell you, I was listening to a local talk radio show last night, and they had one of the turkey company people on there that was discussing different ways of cooking and do's and don'ts. You know, people would call in and say, I'm frying a turkey. What if it rains? Is it going to be okay? You know, that kind of
thing. Don't ever fry a frozen turkey.
Oh, my goodness, it'll explode.
Do not ever do that. That's the one thing you need to know about frying a turkey. All right, so here's how this works, Ernie. Are you familiar with the program? Have you heard us do this before, or are you new?
No, I have. Yes, sir. I listen to you in the mornings when I'm getting ready for work.
All right, so you know that we ask Roberta a question, and then you either agree or disagree, but you know that you're guaranteed to win a prize no matter what, right?
Well, I don't. Sure. All right.
You will get a prize. I have a contract here that I'm going to tear up. That's the way I do things. You will be you'll be happy. We're pleasantly surprised that you beat out Kenny, Tom, Philip, and others to be the contestant with Roberta.
All these men who want me.
I know. It is amazing. All these men want Roberta.
I'm so excited.
800-510-8255. Stand by.
Roberta.
Hold on, Ernie. Don't get so excited. Keep your pants on. It's 21 after the hour.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey Guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Energy. This world has so much energy, yet our bodies are lacking. What if you could tap into something that gave you more energy? What if you could drink a beverage and receive more energy? Well, Life Change Tea is your answer. Our number one compliment is people receiving more energy. And our product is all natural and no caffeine. And think about this. If you have more energy, you get more done. What a concept! If you are desiring more energy and a healthier lifestyle, it's time to drink Life Change Tea. Our name hints to our success. So here's how to order. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, there's only $3 shipping on your complete order. Again, more energy, more success. That's getthetea.com.
Gobble day. How do you do? Nice to have you on board on the Good Day program. Our focus will be in a few minutes with Roberta Fasanelli. Her wait is saved. Some of the stores are going to be open today. We'll get her focus on free shipping, lots of things in the Queen of Cheap section. Before we get to that, though, Roberta is the person to whom we go for the answers in the same brain frame drain game. We're talking about cooking, safety, the turkey steak. Ernie is in St. Augustine, Florida. We're wishing him and his family a wonderful day. All right, here we go. This is the first question. Roberta answers the question.
Yes.
Ernie, you agree or disagree? How long does a stuffed turkey take to roast at 160 degrees? A, 5 to 5.5 hours. B, 3.5 to 4 hours. C, all day. Roberta?
At how many degrees?
At 160 degrees.
All day.
All day. You agree or disagree with that, Ernie?
Oh, yeah, that's way low. I'll agree with Roberta.
No, it's not. It's 3.5 to 4 hours. You're both wrong.
What, at 160?
How big of a turkey, though?
How big a turkey? 160 is keep warm temperature, not cook temperature.
I didn't invite you here to argue with me about the question.
That's impossible. You cannot cook a turkey at 160.
We've got to throw that.
Next question.
No, no, you cannot cook a turkey at 160.
It doesn't make any difference because he didn't get a point anyway. We start with...
But that's an erroneous question, Doug.
Roberta?
It and Jen
matter.
Agrees and Rich
I do.
Agrees.
I do.
And if you call up Mr. Food, he'll tell you too.
And none of you hold as many votes as I do. Moving on to the next question. What is the fastest way
hey,
to...
Ernie, don't worry about it. I actually control all the prizes.
What is the fastest way to defrost a turkey? A, in cold water. B, with a hairdryer. C, in the microwave.
I've used a hairdryer before. Don't laugh.
In cold water.
Agree or disagree, Ernie?
Yeah, I'll agree.
Yeah, okay, that's good. Yeah, that's right. She's right on that one. That reminds me of the day I was on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
When was that? It was like last month, right? We couldn't move the plane because it didn't have it was a new plane, and there was an FAA inspector who was new on the job, and she didn't see a stencil sign on the side of it, no step on one of the engines. So we had to wait while they got the stencil, sprayed the paint on, and then the FAA person said, you can't leave till the paint's dry. So one of the stewardesses got... a hairdryer out of her bag, gave it to the mechanic. He plugged it into the generator, and they blow dried. Next question.
I just want to add, if you're defrosting your turkey in cold water, make sure the water is running. So you put it under a spigot, and you just let it run tiny little bit because you want to keep that water fresh.
All right, Ernie, remember that, please.
Okay.
Next question. When making your turkey stuffing, you ought to have all the ingredients already. Nah, I don't like that question. Next question. The best place to put the meat thermometer in the turkey is A, in the breast.
Where the sun don't shine.
B, your thigh. C, the top of the leg. Or D, where the sun don't shine. What's the answer, Roberta?
Well, considering that little pop-up thingy is always in the breast, I'll have to say the breast.
You agree or disagree with that, Ernie?
I disagree. It's
good.
Five.
Good for you, Ernie.
Oh, oh.
Ernie is in the know. Good
Ernie
for you, Ernie.
Turkey.
Very good.
I told you.
You know.
Listen to your radio.
Cover the breast and the top of the drumsticks with aluminum foil when? A, right away when you first put the turkey into cook. B, when it's halfway done. C, when
you're getting dressed for your holiday Christmas party.
When it's two-thirds cooked. Roberta?
When it's halfway cooked.
Yeah, you agree or disagree, Ernie?
I'll agree.
No, two-thirds cooked. Two-thirds. All right, one more. He needs one more. Once the turkey is done, you got to let it stand for 15 minutes before serving because, A, you don't burn your tongue. B, it's easier to carve. C, to let the stuffing cool a bit before you take it out.
Easier to carve.
Easier to carve. You agree or disagree, Ernie?
Yeah, sure.
No.
Nope. I agree.
And to let the stuffing cool before you take it out. Why is the turkey often called Tom Turkey? A, because it's a term, a Tom refers to a male bird. B, after Thomas Jefferson, named by Ben Franklin. C, from the 18th century political cartoon.
18th century political cartoon.
Agree or disagree, Tom? I mean, Ernie?
That's wrong. That's wrong. It was after Thomas Jefferson.
You got it. He's got his 3 points. He wins. Richie, fix him up with some good prizes. Congratulations,
absolutely.
Ernie. Once again, somebody else, anybody is smarter than Roberta. We prove it on the same brain frame drain game on Good Day, 28 past the hour.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use about technology, media, and entertainment. Video game consoles are not just for kids anymore. Nintendo's Wii console is famous for its wand controller, casual games, and Wii Fit, a very popular home fitness system. Xbox 360 has a remarkable new controller called Kinect. There are games for dancers and games for racers. There are games for animal lovers and games for treasure hunters. Kinect is special because it's designed to get you off the couch and into the game. Not to be outdone, Sony's PlayStation 3 now features its own version of a motion sensing controller called Move, and of course, PlayStations come with a built-in Blu-ray disc player. Remember, some video games, like Xbox's famous Halo series, are exclusive to one platform, so make sure you know which games are important to you. Also, to get the most out of any game console, you'll want to connect it to the internet. Games aren't just for kids anymore. A game console makes a great family gift.
For Doug Stebbins, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix that you watch TV episodes and movies instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
You can enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to Geico. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Buy Buy Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and cross food off your to-do list.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
My Boniva.
Surviving Black Friday, plus free shipping. Roberta loves free shipping. Just in time for you to be the consumer and for you to get cleaned out. Here is today's way to save in a moment. Plus, Jennifer tells us the truth, gives us the update. Terry Hatcher, does she stay or does she quit?
People
want to know. The answer to that. I just looking around at the farm. One of the things about a holiday, doing the radio program on a holiday, looking around when I'm here on the farm, I normally would not be Christmas. I don't remember the last time I was actually here on the farm on Christmas to do the program. The last couple of years, Christmas has been on a weekend anyway, I think, hasn't it? We haven't done a Christmas show for a couple of years.
No, we sure have.
This is the first one.
Saturday today for the
this year. Yeah, all right. Well, anyway. But I don't think I was on the farm. I think I was in California, wasn't I last Christmas? Pretty sure I was, because that's where I've been pretty much the last 4 or 5 years anyway. When there hasn't been anybody around here, I went out there. Anyway, the scene today, I wish I could take my television camera that we're using here to stream live the video at gooddayshow.com and stick it out the window. I know we can't see things far away, so we can't really get a picture, but I'll try to paint you a word picture. You can imagine. Sort of, and there are pictures of the farm. If you go to Good Day Show, you can see the picture. There are lots of pictures of the farm. So you may be able to imagine, or if you've ever grown up on a, spent time on a farm, if you grew up on a farm, you can imagine yourself on your own farm. You live on one now. On the side of the hill, I have a gentle sweeping slope up to the road. I'm way off the road, but the pasture in the front, about 24 acres, and the cows are laying on the side of the hill. It's a cold, crisp, clear morning, about 30 degrees here on the farm. So the cows are out on the top of the pasture out front, and to the side of the house a little bit sits Charlotte, who's sort of like almost on her throne. She loves to go out in the morning, and she just sits on the steps in the backyard, and she just looks around. She's observing everything that's going on. So I'm looking at her as she's watching Edgar, who's over at the barn, at the silo, unloading a load of corn silage. And the steam, because when the silage is in the wagon for a while, as it is when it's in the silo, it heats up. So there is this clear, cool, beautiful, quiet morning. Charlotte's looking over at Edgar, who is on the tractor unloading a load of silage to put it up in the silo. And there's something that just overcame me as I was looking at all that stuff in the last 3 or 4 minutes as to how wonderful, how unusual it is, and sadly that's the reality, for that sort of a scenario to exist. And for it to all sort of fold together in this way. It's almost in this cold, almost cruel world that we seem to have found for ourselves, where you find beauty and give thanks for it on Thanksgiving. I certainly am in a position to be thankful that I have, because basically today it's Edgar and me and his wife Georgette that'll do, and the lady that milks the cows. Everybody else is off.
Yeah, so, can I just clarify?
Right.
Let me get this straight. You're thankful that you can watch your dog watch a steaming pile of corn.
Well, it's the image. I'm thankful that that
the
image
Norman
exists.
Rockwell,
yeah.
Farm dog.
It's kind of a Collier and Ives or Curry, sorry, Currier and Ives, a view of life on the farm. At
that was your Rockwell moment for the day.
It was.
Yeah,
aww.
That's cool. All right,
now,
I dig that.
I have another rock to go to. She is the rock. She's solid as a rock.
Solid.
Solid
as a rock.
Solid as a rock.
She's the queen of champions.
And that too.
The diva of dumpster type.
And that turkey doesn't sound fair.
No.
The last one was a little
coming up. Roberta's 10 tips for entertaining, but before we get to that, we have her tips for celebrating by saving, Roberta.
Yeah, 10 tips for surviving Black Friday. Yesterday we gave you a whole bunch of tips on where to find good things on the internet, and that's one of the tips. But here are some more tips, because if you're nutty enough to go out there, you know, at 3 o'clock in the morning tomorrow, you know, to get
well,
a deal.
Some stores, we have Walmart open today, and Sears is open today,
well,
and Kmart's open today.
Don't usurp me. That's one of the tips, so be quiet and listen.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry.
Okay. Number one, be sure to scan all the list of deals. Look over the deals. Circle the ones you really want.
Let me get a clarification.
Excuse me
for just a second. Is this in order from number 1 to number 10? So
number
the most
1
important
to number
one
11, actually. There's 11. Right.
So should we start 11 and go to 1, or does it make
no, we're gonna. Well, it's not order of importance.
Not
like a
okay.
best
no,
of list.
Not order
okay,
of importance. So we don't need the big...
Please continue. Nice
job. Okay, the wheels are off. Here's where it goes downhill.
So basically, it's go in with a plan. Have all the ads in front of you. Have all of the printouts in front of you.
And have a list, right?
Right, that's to have a list. Have your hot list. Make sure you know exactly what you want. Put together a plan of action so you can get most of those items. A lot of stores are open today, or they'll be open in the wee hours of the morning tomorrow. So make sure that you know exactly where you'll be going and when you'll be going. Take a friend with you. I mean, lines are really long. You're going to have to go to the bathroom. You're going to want to take a break. So if you have a friend, the two of you can kind of, you know, go on and off. And it's always nice to have someone there with you, too. Leave the kids at home. They don't belong there. They don't want to be there. Other shoppers don't want them there. It'll be a heck of a lot easier if you don't have some kid going, Mommy, I'm bored. Mommy, I have to go to the bathroom. Mommy, I'm hungry.
They're doing the look at me dance.
Right. Take a snack and some water with you. Those protein bars are really, really good. Any of those energy bars. And you even might want to take some Red Bull or something like that with you, too. Check the online forums for information. You would be surprised what you'll find on online forums. Similar shoppers looking for things. You find a lot of inside information, especially how you can get around some of the lines. Leave your coat in the car just before you went to the store. It'll be cold for a little while. Yeah, okay. You know, you might have snow coming around you. But the coat is going to slow you down. You're going to get overheated. You don't want to carry the darn thing. Bring some sort of large tote bag. A see-through tote bag or a mesh one is really good so people don't think you're stealing stuff. Or one of those folding carts. I've got like this cart that folds into what looks like a briefcase and then you unfold it and it's like a cart.
People like seeing you shop in a heavy coat,
right.
A large dark bag.
Right, exactly.
And a rolling suitcase.
Do not, I repeat, do not leave your house without checking those Black Friday internet sites one more time. We gave you a whole bunch of them in yesterday's Queen of Cheap. Also, look for coupons that may relate to where you're shopping.
So we can find that list from yesterday's Queen of Cheap.
Yes, they're on the Queen of Cheap.
At gooddayshow.com.
And once you're in the store, don't get distracted. The whole key is to shop like a man. Don't shop like a woman. Remember, women are gatherers. Remember defending the cavemen? Women are gatherers. They go around, they get the berries and everything. And men are hunters. They go for the kill. So even though you see those cashmere sweaters at $9.99, don't stop. Go for that big screen TV. Go for the kill. Go for what you want. And then after you've got all that stuff, then you can go around and do all your gathering. And one more thing, number 11, have fun. So what? You don't get the big screen TV for $1.99. If you had fun, you had someone with you, you had a great day, it's all worth it.
Wow. And don't forget the free shipping.
Oh, free shipping. Well, that's for online.
Yeah.
Black Friday. And that's what we're going to do.
You can
tomorrow,
do that
we're
today.
Do
you can do that any day.
Black
Cyber
Friday.
Monday, right?
Cyber Monday. If they
Cyber
don't
Monday.
Offer free shipping, haul them up. Email
so that won't
saying,
be
hey,
tomorrow. That'll be on Monday.
It's not tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to have all of your tips for Cyber Monday for right. doing your Black Friday
Cyber
Monday shopping.
Why wouldn't we do
Monday
that on Monday
online.
Instead of doing it on Cyber Friday?
Because you're going to do it the day before so that people have, you know, time to do all these things.
All right. So let's see here. We have a Santa sing-along starting in some of the stores. We have... There has been a week or so of sales already, though, in reality. Haven't there been a lot of sales at
Pretty
Target?
Pretty more than a week. It started early this year.
Yeah. All right. Here I have some Black Friday shopping. I should say this, though, for tomorrow. I have some Black Friday shopping advice from an astrologer. All right?
Okay.
So that'll be... Is that okay? We save that for tomorrow?
Yeah.
Tomorrow is okay. Tomorrow is soon enough for that. Roberta Fasanelli, you'll find all of this great stuff in the Queen of Cheap Box at DougStefan.com.
Oh, yeah.
And we also have a lot of tips tomorrow on the smart money moves for the holiday. We'll have Roberta's 10 tips for entertaining. I thought we'd do that today, but I think maybe you just gave us a list of 10. We may be too tired for that. So tomorrow we'll have the 10 tips for entertaining. Coming up, I was thinking maybe we'd do this with Phil. Phil Lember's going to join us later on. The way to get guests to leave today after they're done with their Thanksgiving. You know, after a while, you're tired of having people at your home, right?
I shut the lights off and go to bed.
Right.
Now, we have certain music that we put on when people want to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah, really?
It's the winding down
music.
Yeah.
Is it quiet music or annoying music?
Oh, it's really annoying.
It's a song called Hit the Road Jack. Have you heard of it?
It really gets on
your find
nerves.
One of the things that one of the people in my family used to do is repeatedly flush the toilet and make disgusting noises in the bathroom. And then
yeah, that's kind of gross.
Ask people if they have any thing to keep food down. And that's a good way to clean the place out.
Anybody got a plunger?
Yeah. Hey, can you come in here and take a look at this? I need a little help.
All right.
Ooh, that
is Terry Hatcher staying or leaving? Jennifer has the scoop as we continue on Good Day. 17 before the hour. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less at another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
The holidays. Rocking around the Christmas tree, not going to be quite as easy this year? It doesn't have to be that way, you know. Feel your best this holiday season with help from Nature's Youth, the anti-aging experts. You know, the creators of Nature's Youth RSF, the all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. Thought that might ring a bell. Well, in the giving spirit, Nature's Youth is offering $5 off any order you place between now and the end of the year. That includes any of their more than 100 unique products. They didn't stop there either. With any Nature's Youth order, receive a free Pro-GHR spray. Pro-GHR was designed to provide precursor nutrients to help your body naturally boost its HGH levels. Log on to naturesyouth.com today and get you feeling like you again. Special holiday savings for you. $5 off any order and a free bottle of Pro-GHR spray between now and January 1st. Call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 or log on to naturesyouth.com.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes and movies from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want. Instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Doug Stafford. Good Day program, 14 before the hour. I got an email from somebody who tells a story about neighbors of his grandparents who gave him a pumpkin pie for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Nice gesture. Clear from the first bite, however, that the pie was awful. It was so bad, my grandmother had to throw it away. Ever gracious and tactful, my grandmother felt obliged to send the neighbors a note, and it read as follows. Thank you very much for the pumpkin pie. Something like that doesn't last very long in our house. That's kind of cute. All right. Jennifer deserves the same kind of treatment that we give to Roberta, in fact.
Are you going to yell at her, too?
No. She needs to have her theme.
I need my theme.
At the ready. We need to
I need my Bruce.
It's her bird. Terry Hatcher reports that she's hitting the road. True or false, Jennifer?
Well, she says they're false, but Britain's Daily Mail reported on Sunday that she was going to leave the show in 2012 and her contract's up and that she already has a sitcom for herself in the works.
Really?
And Terry Hatcher got very upset by all this. She went on Facebook the other day, put a very angry post up and said that the story was baseless and irresponsible and that she's definitely not leaving the show. So that probably means she is.
Yeah, I was there. My money's on she's leaving.
I know.
That's like
where there is
Eva
denial.
Longoria, who says, I'm not getting divorced from that boom-de-room. And then the next day, Eva Longoria is getting
divorced. Filed for divorce, and she has text messages.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so American, now that Dancing with the Stars is over, focus on American Idol.
Unless you're a big fan of Skating with the Stars.
Yeah, well, I'd probably pass on that.
Along with that one other guy out there.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. So we could have Eating with the Stars,
We could do that, right?
Well, that sounds like it would be kind of an interesting show. So Fox has moved American Idol from Tuesday, Wednesday to Wednesday, Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, as I've said before, I find it interesting now to see all the coverage of American Idol and other Fox shows in the Wall Street Journal until you realize that the Wall Street Journal is owned by the same company as owns Fox.
Right.
The acknowledgement here that American Idol got a lucrative spot, Thursday's better than Wednesday, and the headline read in the Wall Street Journal, American Idol aiming to take a new beachhead on Thursday night as Fox angles for a bigger piece of one of TV's most lucrative nights. And then the story does acknowledge the News Corporation-owned network has said it was moving American Idol to Wednesday, Thursday. But I just think the way it's positioned is very interesting, and how Rupert Murdoch's people are using the Wall Street Journal and other things to cross-plug everything. However, Fox airs The Simpsons, right?
Right.
And wasn't there a slice in the last Sunday's Simpsons about Fox's a helicopter that said something about Fox isn't racist, but it's okay with racists?
Right, something like that. Bill O'Reilly was
upset. O'Reilly went down.
The Simpsons will absolutely take a shot at Fox.
Yeah. And that's okay. They've been around long.
Yeah, they love poking fun at themselves.
So O'Reilly got a knot in his shorts, though, about it, right?
Right. He did some commentary on it.
Yeah, and so what was that of any value?
I mean, it was, he had his piece, and I think that's it. I'm sure The Simpsons will make fun of him somewhere down the road.
Has Bo Bridges come on yet to be Sally Fields' love interest in
Not yet, but Brothers he's coming. That's casting news. And then today, Dougie, it's a big marathon weekend.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving always has a lot of marathons.
Right.
So today, you can catch the Godfather Marathon on AMC.
Yeah.
You also have, this is the one you're going to like.
That's what you want to watch after stuffing
Bond movie marathon.
Yes, there are.
On Sci-Fi. How fun is that?
Yeah.
Also, Law & Order's on TNT, a big marathon of that. And I Dream of Jeannie on TV Land.
Super news. Jennifer Horn on Good Day.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
And as the tradition holds, when we're on the air live on Thanksgiving or Christmas, if it's a Thursday, that's Tom Kreitler's day in the Better Living slot on the Good Day program. Here to help you with your home improvement ideas, the man who stars, he's not just on, but he stars, on the Money Pit Weekend Radio program around the country.
Also, happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yeah, thank you, and you as well. So here we are on Thanksgiving oftentimes. Matter of fact, we've been talking about this off and on, off and on the air,
yeah,
about Christmas trees. Richie says he thinks he's going to buy a phony, fake, false
tree. No, that was Jennifer.
I thought you said you were going along with it. You were going to buy one, too.
No, I want to buy one of those tinsel trees from the 60s.
Yeah, with the rotating light.
That's a fake tree.
That's right.
Yeah.
With the disco ball in the base.
Absolutely.
Those were cool.
Those are cool.
All right, so anyway, for those of you who are going to buy Christmas trees that are real or not, they're not alive, although you can buy trees that are alive, most people just go out and they have, they go out and they find the Kiwanis Club or the church or the Rotary, whoever is selling the Christmas trees. Tom has some ideas. Matter of fact, there is a MoneyPit.com article about buying Christmas trees, which you can reference if you go to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio website, which you can get through to by going to DougStephan.com or Good Day Show. Maybe take me the whole time to explain this if you want to.
Well, you know, but I think you got it right. There's really three options. If you go artificial, I will say that the quality of the artificial trees has gotten better and better. And there were years in the earlier in our lives when the kids were small where we would go to see my wife's parents, which were in Florida. So we'd be gone for a week or 10 days.
Right.
And in those years, we used to go artificial because, you know, why have the live tree if you're not going to use it? But if you're going to go live, you can go with a real live tree, or what's known as a bald tree, and we're not talking about follically impaired bald, but a B-A-L-L-E-D.
Not like you.
Well, correct. Yes, that's right.
Right. Okay.
Let's just make that clear, Doug.
Right,
I mean, you're
exactly
not that far behind me, my friend, if I might add.
Hey!
But, I mean, you could go with that, and a lot of folks are, especially as we're trying to be more green in our lives. If you do that, you've got a spot for the tree in your yard come spring. You could enjoy it through the season, keep it in your garage. it will be dormant all winter long, and then in the spring you can plant it. But if you're going to go for a cut tree, I mean, the first thing is to measure the space where you're going to put it, because typically the tree looks a lot smaller when you're outside. When you bring it in the house, it, of course, fills up. And don't forget that that tree is going to unfold and take up the space. It, like, expands to the space that you have in many ways. But you want to make sure it's fresh. And this is where you have to be really careful. And there's a quick test that you can do, and that is if you take the needles on the branch and try to bend them, if they snap cleanly, then that means it's a fresh tree. It's kind of like if you take like a bean, like a string bean, and you snap it, and it breaks cleanly.
If it bends, you probably want to stay away from it.
If it bends, you want to stay away from it. Also, look in deep into the tree. If you see a lot of dead needles close to the tree trunk itself, that's a sign.
Or if the tree says back to you, look into my eyes, probably don't want to have that tree either.
Yeah, but you could find a very healthy, you know, Charlie Brown Christmas tree, which could be perfectly fine without a few branches. Now, when you take it home, you want to make a cut across the base right away, and you want to get it into water. And it's a good idea to keep this in the garage in a bucket of water for about 24 hours.
Lemon juice.
Good.
In it, right?
I don't know, Doug. All I've read about any kind of additive, I mean, people put lemon juice, they put aspirin, they put fertilizer. I've never heard that it makes a hill of beans a difference.
Right.
It's just get it in water and a lot of it right away when you bring it home.
Yeah.
Then when you bring it in, make sure that your tree stand has at least a quart of water for every inch of width of the tree.
I remember one year, I don't know if it was, Richie, I think I was here. I had, it was probably the last year the kids were home. So we had a Christmas tree in the den, and then I went away right after Christmas and didn't come back till April. The Christmas tree was still in the house.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
In April?
That is so not a good idea, by the way. Yeah. Do not try that at home.
And I remember just moving it an inch, and I had a foot full of needles on the floor. And I think there's still some between the cracks of the wood and the floor there. They'll never get out.
And it was in the same room as the fireplace, which didn't get used.
Well, all the rooms have fireplaces in them.
You know, you remind me of a good tip about decorating. The most important thing that you buy in decorations this time of year is a Christmas tree bag.
Yeah.
You know, the oversized
underneath it. Just put it
bag that goes underneath it. Right. You can put everything in. And, man, I tell you what, when you're ready to put that tree, take that tree out, nothing better than wrapping it up inside that bag and carrying it out because you hardly have a needle that drops.
No messes.
You know
no
what,
mess.
Tom, I bought this Christmas tree stand a few years ago. I got it at one of the home stores. And it kind of has this, you put the base on it, which is round on the bottom, and then it swivels inside the larger base to align it. Best tree stand I ever bought.
Like a ball-bearing tree stand?
It's the coolest thing.
That's cool.
No problems with getting this thing straight, and it works well.
Yeah. All right.
So a self-leveling tree stand.
Yeah. There you go. We'll keep these. As a matter of fact, Clay, make sure that these tips for buying Christmas trees is on the front page. Move it from the Money Pit connection right to the front page at goodayshow.com. Good